Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 19, 1806. The salmon are coming. The expedition is having real problems purchasing horses needed to get the men and their supplies the rest of the way up the Columbia and across the plains to the Chepunish Indians. They offer great prices, and the Indians agree, but fail to follow through with the transaction. On occasion, they claim they have horses at a distance away and will go get them, but fail to even try. Over the next few days, the captains offer their cooking kettles, blankets, swords, and other personal items, but without much success. Captain Lewis writes,
"This morning early we had our small canoes drawn out and employed all hands in transporting our baggage on their backs by means of the four pack horses over the portage. This labor we had accomplished by 3 p.m. and established our camp a little above the present Skaloot village, which has been removed a few hundred yards lower down the river than when we passed them last fall, and like others below, have the floors of their summer dwellings on the surface of the earth, instead of those cellars in which they resided when we passed them. There was a great joy with the natives last night in consequence of the arrival of the salmon. One of those fish was caught. This is the harbinger of good news to them. They informed us that these fish would arrive in great quantities in the course of about 5 days. This fish was dressed, and being divided into small pieces, was given to each child in the village. This custom is founded in superstitious opinion that it will hasten the arrival of the salmon. With much difficulty, we obtained four other horses from the Indians today. We were obliged to dispense with two of our kettles in order to acquire those. We now have only one small kettle to a mess of 8 men. In the evening, Captain Clark set out with 4 men to the Ensler village at the Grand Falls in order to make a further attempt to procure horses. These people are very faithless in their contracts. They frequently receive the merchandise in exchange for their horses, and after some hours insist on some additional article being given them or revoke the exchange. They have pilfered several small articles from us this evening. I directed the horses to be hobbled and suffered to graze at a little distance from our camp under the immediate eye of the men who had them in charge. One of the men, Willard, was negligent in his attention to his horse and suffered it to ramble off. It was not to be found when I ordered the others to be brought up and confined to the pickets. This, in addition to the other difficulties under which I labored, was truly provoking. I reprimanded him more severely for this piece of negligence than had been usual with me. I had the remaining horses well secured by pickets. They were extremely restless, and it required the attention of the whole guard through the night to retain them. They frequently throwed themselves by the ropes by which they were confined. All except one were stone horses, for the people in this neighborhood do not understand the art of gilding them, and this is a season at which they are most vicious. Many of the natives remained about our camp all night." Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 19, 1806.
The first salmon ceremony was one of the most important rituals of the native people in the Pacific Northwest. Tomorrow, a generous offer for horses.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.